2018 will be the year dispensaries start selling medical marijuana to Arkansans. In preparation for that, the Arkansas Cannabis Industry Association is holding a training seminar later this month for those interested in working in the business. But as Corey Hunt, an Arkansas Cannabis Industry Association board member, tells Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek, there's a lot to be learned about dispensing medical marijuana.
In 2013, I lost someone I loved to breast cancer, and I started traveling around the country and researching medical cannabis and what it was doing for patients. And I spent the past 5 years flying out of Arkansas to different medical cannabis states. I've been in hundreds of medical cannabis dispensaries, and I noticed that there's a real nuance to working in a dispensary, and I wanted my fellow Arkansans to really understand all the nuances. And so I brought together experts, medical cannabis experts, medical health professionals to come here to Arkansas and to train future dispensary agents on what it means to work in a dispensary, what it means to work with cancer patients, what it means to work with kids with seizures, and a whole host of different medical conditions.
So tell us about those nuances. What are they? What should a dispensary agent know when they're in this kind of business?
Well, the first thing you got to understand is cannabis just doesn't have to be smoked anymore. There's so many different administration methods, from topicals to sublingual oils to suppositories, and patients can really choose what administration route they want. They can also choose the potency of medicines, whether if they want a strain that's high in THC, which is the compound in cannabis that is responsible for the psychoactivity, or CBD, the compound that doesn't have any psychoactivity but has a lot of other medicinal properties, and then the mixture of those compounds. And so for a dispensary agent to understand what's in the medicine and to be able to explain it to the patient, and then to work with the patient on let's see if this works for you, and to help the patient journal and everything. We're going to teach dispensary agents all about that. And then the drug interactions. So cannabis does have interactions with other drugs. And so if patients are on a particular chemotherapy or an immunotherapy, we need to watch out for that. And so to understand all of that is a good starting point. And then to understand the patient as well. So you may have three cancer patients come in. One cancer patient wants to mitigate the side effects of chemotherapy. The other patient wants to try cannabis oil to kill the cancer. The third patient may just want to die with dignity and stop the pain. Well, that's three different treatments for three different patients and three different administration methods. What do you do? These people that are working in dispensaries, they're not necessarily going to be medical professionals. They're just going to be a normal person working in a dispensary. And so you really have to understand all that.
And there's really no state, I guess, administered structure to that, right?
It
sort of just depends on what dispensary you go to and what kind of training that person gets, right?
What kind of training that person gets, and then what kind of education the dispensary is giving to their employees. That's one thing that we hope to do as an association going forward, is work with the dispensaries on an ongoing basis on agent training and be able to provide them with ongoing continuing education.
So eventually, is there any kind of plan to sort of let people know which dispensaries are trained in these kinds of things, so that people know when they're going that they're going to someone who has had some sort of training?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll have all that on our website once the dispensary is open. And then at this event, you'll receive a certificate of completion. And then we're also going to put you into a pool where we have worked with a local staffing agency to, when the dispensary is open, they'll try to place you into a dispensary. And you really have to think there's a lot of different jobs in a dispensary. So just to explain how Arkansas set this up, a dispensary can also cultivate. So that means a dispensary can do everything from seed to sale. So they can plant the flowers, they can harvest the flowers, they can then take those flowers and make compound into different medicines, and they can sell to the patient. And so right there along that life cycle, you have a grower, you have a harvester, you have an extract artist, you have someone that needs to test it, you have someone that needs to sell it, someone that needs to secure the facility. There's a lot of jobs right in one cultivation or dispensary.
So when someone, you know, goes to a doctor and does get a prescription for medical marijuana eventually down the road, when someone is prescribed that, I don't know if you can answer this, but are they going to be prescribed the method, or is that going to be up to the patient?
Sure, good question. So it's up to the patient. So unfortunately, because cannabis is still federally illegal, Doctors can't actually write prescriptions.
Okay.
They just write recommendations. In the case of Arkansas, they're just certifying that a patient has a qualifying condition. That is where the patient-physician relationship stops in this process. The Arkansas physician looks over your medical records. They say, yes, you have Crohn's disease. Here's a letter saying you have Crohn's disease. And then the patient turns that into the state, and now you get a medical cannabis card. There's already over 3,000 patients in Arkansas that have done that process. But that's where it stops, and that's why it's so important that the dispensary agents and the people that are working in the dispensaries understand the medicines that they're selling to these patients and the effects that these medicines are going to have, and take a real responsible approach to it.
And I imagine that's especially necessary with a patient who is new to this kind of treatment.
It's really it's different in every patient as well. That's one thing about cannabis. What works for one patient may not work for another patient and probably won't work for another patient. And every patient is unique because the plant is unique. And so you really have to help the patient find where their therapeutic dose is. And so what we encourage with people is that they help patients microdose. So go low and slow. You can't overdose with cannabis, but you can overdo it. Someone can get too high. They can get too much of effect. So they go low and slow until you get that high feeling and then taper it down. We'll be talking about all of this stuff at the training seminar.
And, I mean, is there a hope to one day have some sort of standard system for this? It sounds like you need to know quite a bit.
Yeah. So over the past few years, I've worked with a few different companies that are trying to create some software around this to try to record the data that's coming in to see if we can find different data points for different conditions. And we're seeing some success with that. But again, cannabis is so unique to each individual that we can get a baseline and we can understand that, okay, CBD-dominant medicines are good for seizures and THC-dominant medicines are good for cancer. But to find what strain is right for everybody, that's really where it comes into play with the dispensaries. And this is why we hope that the cultivation facilities grow a wide variety of strains. And what I mean by that is not all cannabis or marijuana plants are the same. They produce different compounds of different cannabinoids or terpenes. These are different things that we'll be talking about at the training as well. But you have to understand and you have to work with the patient. And you have to have the patient journal, and they have to come back in and say, oh, I didn't like this one. This medicine made me too sleepy, or this made me too wiry. And you're able to change it up because you have a wide variety of products now. It's just not going to the guy on the corner of the street and grabbing a bag of pot. You can actually walk in and you can get lab-tested medicine. You know what's in your medicine. That's why legal medical cannabis is so good, and it's so different than what patients are currently getting in Arkansas. Let's not kid around. People are medicating in Arkansas right now, but they're getting it on the street, and it's coming in a Ziploc bag, and it's not tested. And when we can walk in a store, and again, we can see the test results and we know what's in the medicine, then patients can take a personalized approach to this.
Where does the process stand on getting medical marijuana out to Arkansans?
Sure. So let's get down to it. So on February 27th, the state will award 5 cultivation licenses. Those cultivation facilities will be able to grow as much cannabis as they want. Some of them will probably have to build their facility. Some of them might have their facility ready. But you're looking at least 3 to 5 months for the plants to be grown. And within that time is when the commission is going to start grading the dispensary applications. So sometime in April or May, you're going to see the dispensaries be awarded. And then shortly thereafter, we'll have. So maybe late spring, we'll be able to actually go into a facility.
And start dispensing.
Yeah.
And then there's actually getting a medical marijuana card as a patient. Where does that stand?
Sure. So again, there's over 3,000 patients that have registered to the program. It's very simple. Once you get your doctor to certify the paper, you upload it to the Department of Health on their website. You pay $50 to the state, and then you're registered. And then you just wait. And what we've heard is within 30 days of the first dispensary opening, everyone's going to get an email, and you'll be able to print your card out. But it's good right now to go ahead and go talk to your doctor and get legal now. That way the industry knows how much cannabis to grow.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
That was Corey Hunt, an Arkansas Cannabis Industry Association board member, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. The dispensary agent training will take place Saturday, January 20th, at the DoubleTree Fort Smith City Center from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. that day. Tickets cost $149. For more information, you can go to arcannabis.org.